Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
John is online with some interesting information. Hello, John.
Yeah, good, Ben. How are you, mate?
I'm well. What can you tell me?
I've been stopped watching the fires all occurring, trying to get through because I've got no fuel. Mm-hmm. And two people have just been arrested.
Two people have just been arrested where?
Yep, two youths have just been arrested near the roundabout, the crossroads roundabout up here.
Okay, just confirm, you're in Landilo?
Just north of Landilo at the roundabout at the service station.
Okay. You've seen two young people being arrested. Do we know whether it's linked at all to what we're covering this afternoon?
Yeah, I overheard the words for lighting bushfires. From the
John, do me a favour. Just tell me exactly what you saw, what you heard, so we can all imagine what you've just witnessed.
Yeah, mate. Two kids were standing outside the service station. Well, when I say kids, I'm talking probably 18, 19-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Police officers have arrived on the scene and spoke with them. One of the individuals said, "I'll need to call my mum," and then he got read the Riot Act. And yeah,
when you say read the Riot Act, they're reading him his rights.
Read his rights.
That they then arrested the two.
Yep, arrested the two, handcuffed.
And what? Then, put them in a police vehicle, or?
Yep, put them in two separate police vehicles that were up here.
Mm. And you heard one of the police officers say something about lighting fires.
Yeah, yeah. I heard saying that they were being charged with lighting bushfires.
Mm.
And needless to say, there's quite a lot of people up here from the area
who admit.
Overheard it and made sure that the two individuals had a few choice words said to them.
They gave them a spray.
Yeah. They copped a bit of a spray.
A gobful.
Yeah, the Landilo mob, they don't mince words.
They don't muck around the Landilo mob.
No, definitely not.
All right.
So we're just seeing the smaller of the tankers flying over now. We've had the large tanker fly over twice and drop their load just near where we are. And we've just seen the smaller tanker fly over now again also.
Well, John, you've been very helpful in passing all that information this afternoon.
Not fun at all, Ben. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We've covered and everything too on it, because without you, we wouldn't have necessarily had all the updates. So thank you so much.
No worries, John. All we do is just put people on air and find the right people so that they can tell the story. And we are the middleman in this equation. But thank you for passing that on. Commissioner, I don't know whether you will know about this, but we had a caller earlier on the program saying that he witnessed the arrest of two young people in Landilo this afternoon in connection with these bushfires. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know at this stage, but that's good to hear, and it wouldn't surprise me. Our police are very proactive with covert and overt surveillance, and they will move very quickly to apprehend and prosecute anyone that we might find lighting these fires. And as a matter of fact, just as I'm talking to you, I have got a message on my phone confirming that.
That two people have been arrested.
Correct.
Great to talk to you, Commissioner. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
131873. So the Commissioner has just received a message on his phone confirming the news that we broke here in the last hour, that two people have been arrested in relation to the large bushfire in Sydney's west this afternoon. Thank you to John, who called in and broke that news here first. He was at a petrol station just outside of Landilo, spotted police turn up at the petrol station, and all of a sudden two teenagers were told to come towards the police, and the police said to them that they wanted to talk to them about bushfires. And John said he heard one of the teens say, "I need to call my mum." Here we go. Police have now confirmed they have arrested two people, one 19 years of age, no details about the age of the other. They are at Penrith Police Station. You heard it here first on Sydney Live.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.